Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands.
I need a healer.
Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, good morning, and greetings to you, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today, beloved? Well, it is so. I'm just so excited to be on a broadcast with you this morning. I am just really glad to be alive and just to be able to see the butterflies fly, the birds singing, to talk to you good people out there in radio land. I tell you, this is an exciting time to be alive. Oh, my God. If you just turn off the news just for a few minutes and just observe the green earth that the Lord has given us, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, you know, I'm coming to you from Alpha Health. We aim to just do a little bit of encouragement by way of health evangelism, by way of health evangelism, by way of coaching you, by way of encouraging you, by way of just having you to move towards health and wholeness and wellness and to become that complete individual that the Lord has designed you to be. And, you know, we just came off of a nice time of last night. We had a wellness team meeting. We started back up for this November. We want to close the year strong. We have a couple of months left in this year of 2017. This has been a great year. We want to close the year strong. We want to talk about health and wellness. We want to make an impact. Three dimensions of health: healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now, of course, you can connect with us. Connect with us every which way you can. Just get connected. You can go to the website. You can go to Facebook. We have the Alpha Health Outreach page. You can go to Twitter. So the information is being shared there, but just get connected. But I want you to join the wellness program. It's a free program, so you can join that program today. And we're talking, we have a lot of exciting things. We gave the information, the basic information about that program out last night. We also had a special guest talking about negative ion technology, which is a new exciting technology for health and wellness. You can get connected because we believe in health and wealth. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go right into our topic. This month, November, is Diabetes Awareness Month, Diabetes Awareness and Prevention Month. So we're going to just talk, mostly we're going to talk about awareness and prevention. And probably next week we'll go a little bit about treatment, because we just want to know, you to know, to be informed, to be educated, because if you're not affected or impacted by this disease, you want to know, so maybe there's a friend or a loved one or a spouse or your colleague or someone that, or you might work in the field and you just want to be, just keep yourself up to date about the latest treatment and information. There's just a wealth of information out there, but we're going to talk a little bit, you know, mostly now we're going to focus, we may take one or two broadcasts to focus on awareness and prevention is the key. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to, you know, talk a little bit about the disease state itself, prediabetes and the like. And, of course, we believe that we're just educating, you know, believe in education and just the aspect of educating, just so that we can be well-informed and we can kind of take, you know, control and kind of not just sit back. We want to be a driving, you know, more in the driver's seat of our health and wellness. Amen. We don't want to just kind of be handed a prescription or handed a medicine or given something to do by someone else. We want to be informed. We want to be educated. We want to take a little bit more of the driver's seat. And so we can guide our own journey to our health and wellness and feel better and feel whole. I mean, because we believe that this is what our God created us to do. Beloved, above all things, we wish that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So we're going to come, we're going to take a little quick break. I'll hear an announcement from our announcer. Then we're going to come right back. We're going to give you the information you're looking for, and then we will continue from there. So we may have some announcements at the end. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome. Welcome back. I'm back. This is your host, Sarette Sands. We're talking about diabetes awareness and prevention. Okay, when it comes to diabetes, especially type 2, which is the more common type of diabetes, you heard it called diabetes mellitus, or diabetes is just called, you know, and old people say someone's got sugar. They will talk about having sugar. But it has not everything to do with just having sugar or just eating sugar. Obviously, it has to do with how your body is metabolizing the glucose, which is primarily glucose, which is the simplest form of sugar, how the cells are utilizing. Now, we know that we do need glucose for the cells, for energy, for the brain. So if you hadn't eaten anything, because your brain has a very important function. You eat something, especially if you hadn't eaten all day, you eat some cake or cookie or ice cream, and that's why you see the people say, well, I got a headache or something like that. So that glucose is going to be absorbed and go right to your brain area because it's trying to get energy and utilize that glucose. So we need glucose to utilize it for energy for the cells. But what is happening in diabetes is not the fact that the glucose is on board or the glucose has been eaten or the glucose is in your body. It's the fact that we need insulin in order to facilitate getting that glucose into your cells. And it's a metabolic process. So what ends up happening is that the glucose cannot get into the cells to be utilized properly for all those functions that go on, metabolism, the mitochondria, and all the little things that are including your cell and your cell nucleus. There's some functions that are going on. So this glucose has to get into the cell, and it has to be metabolized, and it has to be utilized for energy. But if you have insulin, which is being produced from your pancreas, if it's not being produced in a sufficient amount, then you're going to have the glucose, which is kind of, sort of speak, for lack of better terminology, is running amok, running a little bit rampant in your system. So then, therefore, your glucose is not getting into the cells and it's not being utilized. That's because insulin is not in sufficient amount. You may have, so in type 2 diabetes, you have some insulin being produced, but it's not being metabolized and utilized by the cells. In type 1 diabetes, that's insulin dependent. That means that the pancreas are not functioning and insulin is just not on board. The insulin is not available, and so they have to have insulin injections because insulin is not available. Diabetes is a big disease because there's a lot of metabolic processes that are going on. There's a lot of different things that are impacting. So we're not actually getting into all the details on this segment, but, you know, we're going to give you a little bit more information as we go along. When it comes to, I just gave you a little bit about the disease state and actually what's physiologically going on, what's happening in your body, what's really physically happening when it comes to diabetes, so we can understand that. So prevention, of course, is a big deal, especially when it comes to diabetes, and it's a priority because, especially sometimes, you know, there might be there's a hereditary component that is often addressed, and that's why when you fill out your information at your doctor's office and whatnot, they want to get your history on the different things, because there might be a propensity if you have a loved one a maternal loved one or even paternal that had diabetes. So, you know, so they look at the hereditary component. Then if you're overweight or have a family history of the disease, as we talked about. So there's some factors that will be looked at in terms of prevention as a priority. So, you know, if we looked at some of your history, your family history, and then we looked at some of your physical attributes, if you're overweight, if you have other disease states like hypertension or high cholesterol or other disease states, so we want to kind of look at the big picture. But prevention is what we're focusing on here today. You know, of course, being more physically active is important. Try to get rid of those extra pounds. And we have something what we call body mass index, which is, you know, determined for your height. So for a certain height, there's a certain weight, and they've already charted it out and all that. You don't have to do a calculation. You could. There is calculation, but you don't have to do any calculations. Just look at your age. And primarily your weight and your height. So if you're 5'8", you go into the chart, you look around, there's a certain weight that, you know, you should be at for a certain height. And if you're over that, then they have what they call your BMI or your body mass index. You have, you know, they might say you're overweight. Then the next category would be obese, and then it would be morbidly obese. So there are a lot of Americans that are overweight, many Americans. But if you're overweight, not a time to panic, but just to be aware of that, because then you want to go try to move your weight over into a more normalized weight, and so that you can be more healthy. Okay, so we want to look at so being overweight, hereditary component. You know, another factor is a healthy lifestyle or how you live your life. And so those are some of the components of being, you know, of some of the factors that we will look at in terms of the diagnosis or the prevention of the disease state. Now, when we come back, I do have some tips that I want to share with you in terms of prevention tips. We have a short broadcast here today. So I want to get back really quickly and go over five tips for taking control of your diabetes or either when it comes to prevention, taking control and change your lifestyle and steps towards prevention so that you can be more healthier and prevent any occurrence of diabetes, even if sometimes what they call borderline. Now they're diagnosed with borderline as a blood glucose level of 100 units. So if you have 100, it's like milligrams per deciliter. But so if you have a reading of 100, so they were going to want you to get down to 99 in order to be considered the maximum between, I guess, 70 and 99 for the normal. Now that's the new normal, because it was you had before, you could be up to 120. We would say, you know, you were good, okay. But if you're between 100 and 120, now they're saying you're borderline. So just let me go ahead by way of giving you some quick tips as far as prevention. Of course, we want to talk about getting more physical activity, getting plenty of fiber in your diet, eating those, you know, your vegetables, your fresh vegetables and your greens. You know, try to make sure you get a lot of your greens, collard greens, turnip greens, kale, you name it. Go for whole grains and, of course, lose that extra weight. We don't really recommend fat diets up and down, but we recommend a rounded approach to eating right and exercise. You know, if you think about diet, you want to look at just certain parameters of changing what you eat and how you eat and getting more of the, you know, of course, if you look at the food pyramid, you want more fruits and fresh fruits and vegetables and as organic and as whole as you can. So you don't want to overcook. You want to steam and broil and all those kind of things like that. So some of the times where you might want to see the doctor, you know, if you're feeling thirsty or hungry or losing weight rapidly, if you're over age 45, you know, make sure you're getting your routine checkups, and then you know, try to help prevent some of the things that will impact you, sedentary lifestyle, and additional risk factors. Well, it looks like, you know, our time kind of is going really, really fast this week because we're doing a short broadcast. We promise to come back to you next week and give you a more in-depth broadcast and more information that you're looking for. But I just want to thank you for tuning in. Again, this is your host, Sarette Sands. And again, God wants you whole in every area, healthy spirit, soul, and body. Please connect with us and you'll get more information today. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.